The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 6 minutes past 1 p.m. All right, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're going to deal with a social economic conversation, and then hopefully there's enough time for language and interpretations. It's a packed one between now and 2:30 when Desmond is here in the studio to talk about the environment. Welcome, my name's Joyce, if you have just tuned in, and as you might already be aware, the Lekki toll situation. Well, I guess you're full aware now of the update. Yeah? Okay. The panel of inquiry have submitted a report, and it reads, Nigerian soldiers, police massacred peaceful protesters at Lekki toll gate. I think that for those, I think maybe not quite a large number of you, some of you who might have deliberately, you put a barrier between judgment, good conscience, and obvious facts to choose to deliberately deny the obvious. I think what this affords all of us, one would be for the souls of those who might have passed on, those who suffered from their injuries, whatever might have been the loss that fateful day, and those who still need their cause to continue, whatever might have been the sad outcome of that day. I think this kind of adds a kind of rose to the cause. I want to honestly, and this is highly unusual of me, I'm not even sure how and why it happened, but I'm thankful to the state government for choosing to open up panels to investigate this. There's something that I think personally that singular gesture has brought us here. And if for nothing, for the cause of our national history, it's necessary that we're seen to be acting right. It's just necessary both for our social, our national conscience, and for what can be the future of this nation, that we're seen to be deliberate about good judgment, justice, and freedom for all. I don't know them. I want to say to the lawyers, to the judges, and every single individual who participated in the panels, even outside of Lagos State, just trying to shed light and bring to our consciousness the events of 2010, 20 and beyond, because I guess there were also sub-events that happened around that same time. Last year, 2020, I don't know if we can thoroughly account for it, given that many days came with dark nights and really dark nights. And many things happened in the dark of night. I hope that this, that something is done about this. I'm even glad that we are here, and I really hope that something is done about it. So, for those, I met an older friend. I would call him a friend because he's not necessarily the best of friends, but we're friends. And he did a thorough job of denying the event. So I cannot quite say I'm disappointed, given that I don't have any expectations of him. But I think there's something about what I discovered, that humans can, without much effort, turn their backs to the light deliberately. I don't know how. It seems as though it's nearly magical, the manner in which, you know, a human would rather embrace light instead will choose the dark. It's just, he just deliberately denied it. In fact, he said something like, so he's older, I think he's like 60 or 63. He said something like, you know, I think we're just going to give you guys ropes to hang yourselves. For a moment, if he wasn't my friend, I'd have thought he was a psychopath. But maybe somewhere underneath all of that, because you really don't know the moment you slide away from human sensibility, and you don't know when you go from normal to abnormal, because it just looks like life, you know, nothing really, there's really no major turning point in the course of you, the phases of your life. You just probably not even unaware that you have slipped into madness. You don't know. Sometimes something in me tells me that the military might want to respond to this. I don't know if there's anything else that they would like to add to it. But for some reason, I thought we should make this a conversation next week. I'm thinking between now and then, more could be, more could unveil itself. Like, we might discover a little bit more, whether it's action, reaction, responses, counter responses. I think that I'm expecting something to develop off the backs of this. But here's a quick summary off of Premium Times. Soldiers of the Nigerian Army deployed by the military hierarchy to the Lekki toll gate on October 20, 2020, shot, injured, and killed unarmed, helpless, and defenseless protesters without provocation or justification while they were waving the Nigerian flag and singing the national anthem, thereby committing a massacre, a judicial panel of inquiry set up by the state government has found. It really just makes me want to keep quiet. I don't know whether... Wow. It makes me want to cry. What a nation. There are no heroes. You're going to have to determine what you're going to do about this country. We're going to all have to agree. I know you're waiting for a Messiah. He's not going to come. We're going to decide jointly how to defend her unity, uphold her unity, defend her honor and glory, so help us God. We're going to have to, with everything left in us, to... Because we either are going to stand in the light or we'll stand in the dark. We're going to have to choose. And the imagination of that is somewhat frightening, to think that people have denied it. And even on Nigeria Info, we've had people who've called in and just... I've heard people say it didn't happen. It happened, but, you know, it's... But to at this point say, at least to a fair degree by the panel, a report submitted to the government saying from our investigation, I mean, you might choose to counter this investigation and, you know, reinvestigate this one, but so far, well, this is what we found. There's something it does to the consciousness of this country that I hope we can redeem ourselves. Yeah, I really hope that we can redeem ourselves. And it's for that, I don't know, I don't want to talk about it. I think I just want to keep quiet. I don't know if that's even the best thing to do, is just to keep quiet, maybe to take it in, and maybe to find out whether this Nigeria of today is the same Nigeria we want tomorrow. Because evil mutates. So if this is what it is today, then it's anybody's guess what it will be 5 years from now, if we don't move towards the light, if we don't choose instead to demand that good prevails, then it's anybody's guess what can become of us. Well, I'm going to segue. I mean, you might want to talk about this, but I choose not to, all right? You can talk about it. But, you know, the subtopic, really, or which I would say the real topic here for me, is that it's what Nigerians think about Nigeria that cause Nigerians to leave this country as though they're escaping from something that they're afraid of and go to other countries that do not necessarily serve them better. So over the last 2 weeks, I've received videos of Nigerians in other countries who are either maltreated, abused. I mean, some Nigerians reporting from airports where they say authorities of those countries are harassing, intimidating them. There was a recent video on social media of Nigerians in Ghana. I think I actually saw two videos of Nigerians in Ghana who say that the authorities, well, some police officers, maybe that's not necessarily their modus operandi, but there are some people who are choosing to further frustrate Nigerians in foreign countries. So it's either because we have a bad name, or it's maybe it's because some people think, well, Nigerians, well, your government doesn't quite love you that much, so why should you demand any more from us? We will treat you the same way you're sometimes treated by some men who have no regard either for your rights, your dignity, or even your life. And I think I want to ask Nigerians today on the show, why are Nigerians leaving to what I would say equally bad conditions, or living for equally bad conditions, or at least they're thinking that the conditions are good? Nigerians in Cyprus are complaining. I saw a video of Nigerians in one of these African countries. And do you know what he was doing? He was somewhere like a dump. It was like a dump. And he was scraping hide, whether it was cow hide or some animal hide. Like, it wasn't any kind of life. But he chose to be in that, I think it was Madagascar, somewhere like that. He chose to be in that country doing something that, in my opinion, I thought, well, if you escaped home to come here, this is hardly life. Nigerians are constantly, and maybe I think I'm asking this question because I'm saying maybe Nigerians themselves are not informing themselves enough, that you might think it's not necessarily, you might think Nigeria isn't good enough, but I think some Nigerians are making the worst decisions of their lives, moving to countries where they are further, where they are subjected to worst forms of ill treatment. And I don't know why the average Nigerian thinks that it's really okay. And maybe you don't even contemplate it hard enough, because it's like, so where are you going? And what do you think is... So look at the story of the migration crisis. Well, we don't have too many Nigerians reported there. But of course, there are cases of a few Nigerians who have taken the, you know, risk of life and death to cross seven seas. It's like, well, if we perish, we're going nonetheless. And they spend whatever little monies they have just to go to Europe. And it's not like they're going to Europe and somebody is saying, well, you know, here is a job and that's housing and you can fit into society. No, you're probably still treated like what they think you are. I mean, you might not necessarily fit their description, but there is a notion generally, one, that you are African, two, that you are, maybe even one, that you're Nigerian, and then two, you're African. So I think it's a two-edged question, and I think we should talk about it. Why are Nigerians leaving? Because we've had this brilliant fantasy that we're leaving for heaven. It's been, I don't know how we pretty much just made common that socialized that fantasy that everybody wants to run away somewhere. And it's not a bad thing if you're leaving for something honestly better. And we don't hear all the stories. They're Nigerians suffering. There's a Nigerian who died in, I think, Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire. Itinu, you heard the story. I remember when that story was posted a few months ago. I read the initial story that the Nigerian was wrongfully accused and put in detention, and some move was made towards getting her out, and maybe the move wasn't done early enough. And yesterday I read that she was dead. She's probably one of the many Nigerians dying outside this country. This morning, a Nigerian woman in India put out a video that she was in her store in India. She was picked up by the police, put in police custody, and she has spent practically 20 hours there. Not sure what they want to do with her and her kids. Her kids are in the police station with her. One of many. Nigerians in Ghana are also complaining that, you know, some police officers in Ghana are intimidating them. And then there's probably every other thing else you've heard. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Welcome to Radio. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name? Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I want to say something. When your house is low, and you want to leave your house and go to that someone's house to find comfort, you can never have any comfort here. No matter how long you take, that maltreatment is nobody comes. Yeah, I am right now. I see many Nigerians. They lost to live in the country. And when a citizen has lost his country, he's finding great passion somewhere. But I bet everyone of them, this country, Nigeria, will be great. And most of them will be from the distant American country. But we, within Nigeria, we will live and die here and make this country great again. No matter the obstacles, no matter how the old people feel, they have power. They rely on the youth.
Okay, thank you very much. And hello, good afternoon to you, the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello.
Could you speak up for us? What's your name?
Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Jerry. This is Chris.
Welcome, Chris.
I think for that, if you know, the girl that died in Cote d'Ivoire is very, very bad. For some months now, because I had, when they played the tape, he got a lawyer. No, there's a middle man. Oh, you need to pay so amount. If you don't pay complete, the lawyer will not start the case. And the girl was asking, is it part of the money for the judge?
Why Nigerians leaving? That's one of many cases. And it's honestly frustrating, even just talking about it.
We have embassy in that place. Nobody come to arrest you. The policeman who claimed that the brother did that 17-year-old boy also. So take this amount and let go of this case. Nobody can reach out to that policeman until that woman died. Like I asked yesterday, 2 days ago, where is Jeffrey Newman? Where is Abike Dabiri? Now they are talking of the EAU about the flight. They don't allow flight to go to that place. They send it. That is the one that confined them. But look at that poor lady. She was there in 2019, went back to Cote d'Ivoire. At the end now, she's gone. And the people in Senate, they are concerned about flight to Arab Emirates. For those who are going to those countries, suffer all those things. It's greediness. I agree, things are tough here.
You think the Nigerians who are leaving are greedy?
They are greedy, my sister. They hear stories. Oh, this one, when they make so, they come back, they build house, they build it, then you want to go. Look at all what right. They're going through the desert. Some die in the high sea there. All in the process of they want to go and look for greener pasture. It's great, my sister. Ghana here, my treating Nigerian.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Hold on, man. This is a great answer from Lexington.
Welcome, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Well, for me, we still have a long way to go.
But where are we going and how do we go? Because Nigerians are, rather than going forward and leaving the country and going somewhere else, under some illusion that they're escaping something worse for something better.
And, you know, there's no love in the country. We don't love each other.
I don't think there's love where you're going. I mean, not if someone is... I mean, there are videos of Nigerians in detention and then they do a video and put it up on social media and say, come and save us. You know,
exactly, ma. Let me see it this way. In this country where we are, there are lots of people who don't even care for their house gear. And you see white coming to Nigeria, take care of our own people, working with them. The same Nigeria would tell them that the salary is much, that they should cut it down. Mean that if you see the way things going, we are say we are our problem. You understand, ma?
We're listening.
We Africa, there's how we live our life. There's how we behave. Until we come back to the kind of a kind of work with our mindset, a part of school knowledge. Let's just come to a community, a kind of rescue, a kind of teachings our people to live the kind of life that we live, we behave like human beings. I'm sorry to say this. If we find ourselves in abroad, we behave well. Well, when we are here in Nigeria, we spoil things. Look at iron that our government put for road. You see people, they remove the iron, sell it. Mean that we love money more than human beings. Let me stop it here. We still have a long way to go, ma.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate you calling in. If you have just tuned in, well, I just had a moment, really, just trying to hold in my mind the image of Lekki last year. And I honestly have no words. There's nothing I can say at this moment. I hope we fix it. I really hope the government of this country fixes this, because I don't see that there is any way we can ignore this. I don't think so. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side.
We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
Behind the mask of innocence.
She's either a great actor or she's a hardened criminal.
Reveals more mystery, secrets, and scandals.
We have to focus on the monster in front of us.
Looks like something has come up on our end.
Tune in to watch the brand new Africa Magic original, Venge, showing weekdays at 8:30 p.m. on Africa Magic Showcase, channel 151 on DSTV.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Lucky happened. So, I mean, it would really take something out of you to thoroughly look that or hear the news reporting and then still insist that it didn't happen. It would take something out of you. It would be at that point that there is nothing in you for you to look that in the eye and deny it. And I think on our national conscience, we're going to have to redeem ourselves. So you want to hold that image in your mind a moment, and then you want to think about the Nigerian who, at least in his mind, he thinks he's escaping frying pan, and then he jumps into fire. Look, I think it's okay to fantasize about this redemption that looks like you leaving this country and going somewhere else. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that vision, but let's say it for what it is, that Nigerians overseas are actually not exactly in the kingdom they thought that they were going for. It's not easy, life's harder, and it's even worse since the pandemic. The jobs are not necessarily going to foreigners as they used to before. It's harder now. Your opportunities are thinner. Why are Nigerians leaving? So it's either you still want to blame the state for its inability to thoroughly fulfill its functions as a government, or you want to really evaluate the human mind, the Nigerian mind, and what's wrong with that? Nigerians are suffering. Nigerians are dying overseas, and some of you still nurse this ambition to go. You'll walk through fire if it takes you to Europe. Welcome to the show, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. There's probably something wrong, and hopefully we can talk about it. You're on radio. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. Hi. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Nelson.
Welcome, Nelson. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, I've done that. Sorry about that. Yeah, the problem is this, in this country, we don't love each other. If we do, I don't think people will be leaving this country to go somewhere else to live a dinner factor. I want to butcher the point of this. You have said, I said, common iron that they put on the road. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We're listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
Can you hear us? Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you, Joyce.
What's your name?
My name is Ola. I'm calling from Lagos State.
Welcome, Ola. Go ahead.
You asked the question, why do Nigerians travel overseas?
Then they go there and suffer. And then they go there and be maltreated.
Sorry?
They go there and they suffer. They're being maltreated overseas.
Yes, I know. But I think the country has failed a lot of people. Yeah, this is the scenario. Around 2016, I was so young then. I and two of my friends, we actually plan on leaving the country and going to Italy, to the Mediterranean Sea.
What are you saying? But could you speak up for us?
What I had then wasn't complete, and only one of us had to leave. And I tell you, he's leaving fine, spending money home.
Where is he, and what does he do?
Yeah, doing great. He's there now.
Where?
What I meant to say is that...
Where is he?
Sorry?
Where is he?
He's in Italy now.
Okay, what does he do in Italy?
He's, doing casual work.
Yeah, what is the work he's doing?
Sorry?
Can you hear me? What is he doing in Italy?
Yeah, he's working as a factory worker.
Okay.
Yeah, so the country doesn't set up. Graduate.
What are you doing here? So, I mean, you're still here. Okay.
I'm a driver. Yes, I'm driving truck in Lagos Apapa here.
Okay.
I'm trying to provide a family, but life hasn't been easy at all.
So if you could walk through fire to get to Europe, you would do the same thing?
Yes, I would.
But there's no guarantee that your life's going to be better if you went there.
I believe if I had the opportunity to go, life would have been better than what it is now.
All
but
right.
I'm still grateful. We just need to work on ourselves. This country is going to be great. We need to work on ourselves.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, George.
Welcome. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor.
Thank you.
There is this voice note you normally play. That voice note, they normally play your voice, which says that people need a little of what life can represent. That is what a reflection of what life looks like. I think what Nigeria needs is a little of what life looks like. People are not asking for more. If you have all it takes to live as an individual, like some people have called and said, it's because of greed. It's not greed. People are hungry and people are desperate to survive. Okay, today I was going through social media. I saw something the terrorists have given as a notification to some people in Borno State that if they don't provide 30 million naira, that they were coming for invasion and they would deal with the people of that area. So if you look at security, if you look at hunger, if you look at molestation, if you look at how to register your grievances, you see no way to do it. Then maybe somebody from another clan tells you that life is a bit better here. Okay, you can imagine the value of our money. If anybody sends you $100, you change it, and you know how much it will empty, it will get to your bank account. Then you begin to dream to get to wherever that person is, no matter what he or she does. People are suffering. It is frustration and confusion that is making people to begin to think of moving out. It's not because of hatred and greed. Somebody said greed. I don't believe it. Greed. People feel insecure. People feel frustrated. You can't register your businesses. You can't eat the type of food you want to eat. People are desperate to survive. So the look, as in the attraction of what foreign land looks like, is the motivation that drives people to tend to move away. Until they go to that place and begin to see the reality on ground, they will begin to regret their action. It's not because of their greed. It's not because of wickedness. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. This almost moves you to tears, really. The Nigerians are leaving this country and God is not what they thought it would be, could be. It's nothing of their dreams. Hi, the Sunny Side. Welcome. What's your name?
Joy.
Good afternoon to you. Speak up for us. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Hey, my name is Anne. I'm calling from Makoko.
Thank you.
So, concerning that lady that died in Côte d'Ivoire, it's nothing but greed. I agree with that man that says it's greed. Because Nigerian youth, they want to get rich quick. They don't want to pick it one cover. They want to make it in millions at once. That's why they cannot stay in their country and pick it from the bottom. They want to get rich quick and buy the latest car, wear the best clothes, and build the best house. But they don't want to make the money gradually. They just want it quick. That's why you see them living. I'm going. Most of them die in sea while trying to cross to Europe. Some die in desert. So they should not blame anybody. God, it's not better for everybody, but you have to struggle. Everyone cannot be rich. God made it so. We all can never be rich. There will always be poor people around. Jesus Christ said that. You will always have poor people.
All right.
They want to be rich at all costs. Then after, they will start blaming government. Government cannot make everybody rich.
Thank you.
They should be contented with what they have. But people, they are never contented with what they have. They want to get rich quick.
Thank you.
Let them stop blaming government.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Nigerians taking death chances at a chance to taste life on any scale. And so they go overseas and reports are coming out from different ends of the world, from the Middle East to Asia to America, everywhere. Some Nigerians are in hell. And this story needs to be told. Hello, the sunny side, how are you?
Hello.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Chima from my elbow.
Thank you, go ahead.
Okay, when I hear people say, you know, greed is the main driver for people living in Nigeria to go overseas or any other place to, you know, look for greener pastures, it kind of baffles me. Okay, let's talk about, the last class talked about people wanting to make millions, you know, without trying to pick it up.
Yeah.
What about the doctors, for example, that don't get paid, or they are paid peanuts? When they go outside Nigeria, you know, to, let's say, Dubai or the Western world, they get, you know, better pay, and their lives are better within a very short period of time. What would you say about, what would that person say about that? People live in Nigeria because, you know, Nigeria is frustrating people. People, you know, go to school, study hard, come out with good grades, and, you know, there's no job opportunity, there's no job anywhere. Even the job you're getting, you know, the pay is not commensurate with, you know, the reality of life in Nigeria.
That reality, to some degree, is also, you know, is also what's happening in Europe. Some people go to school and get out of school and they don't necessarily find jobs. They have to go into another sector that wasn't necessarily what they studied in the university. But not every story is a success story.
Yes, but they have somewhere else they can, you know, go back to. And they can still pick up, you know, the pieces of their life. But Nigeria here, it is very difficult.
Even if it's a death chance, even if, well, you know, if I'm going to go through, you know, the high seas and I die, then I die. Even that?
In Nigeria here, you know, the challenges are there. It's not as if, you know, going outside, that utopian world is actually guaranteed. You know that. But they have better chances. Okay, there's this friend of mine. Eh? Are you there?
We're here.
Hello. Yeah, he left Nigeria, I think, 4 or 5 years back. And he went outside Nigeria. And he joined the Nigerian, he joined the U.S. Army. To make everything start, to, like, his salary, what was earning then, is higher than the Inspector General of Police of Nigeria. His salary was higher than him. The benefits we were getting was better than, this was something that joined like a private soldier in Nigeria here. So those realities, when you walk, like you see what when you walk, there's something to feel like, okay, I'm suffering. No, there's something down outside.
Right.
So that, yes, what I'm suffering for, there's an evidence that, yes, there's something, is worth it. For Nigeria, you need to walk, you know, the naira, the dollar, everyday bad news, insecurity. It's actually frustrating. Let's be true to ourselves.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you. The sunny side, hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, lady. Turn it off. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
George.
To you.
My name is Esther.
Welcome, Esther. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening, and at the point you said there are two issues here. The human mind, and then whether it is the state. Is it the human mind or the state?
Yeah.
Now, I will take the first one, because there's this thing about the apple in another man's garden being greener. But then the sad reality is that your experience now becomes your authority. So when these people now get there and their experience is their authority, the question is, what do they do? Can they come back? And if they come back, does the society accept them back, you know, with the full, I don't know how to put it now.
I mean, dignity, and then, really, and respect, and what they're really worth.
Good. And again, in those climes where you are, talking about in Europe and all that, you even have food stamps to guarantee a meal for these people who cannot get the job. Here, nobody cares about anybody. It is sad. You know, so when they go, there is this illusion.
Yeah.
That it's better on the other side. And then they get there, it is not better.
For
you look back, where am I going back to? I think that is the issue, Joyce. That is the problem. And this is why Nigerians are leaving. Because all the stories, and you know, the people that come back from that area will not tell you, some of them don't tell the truth of what they saw or how they make this money. And so the illusion keeps multiplying.
Yeah.
And the youth.
Yeah, exactly.
and they want to go. So I think that is the thing. It's the human mind. It is that human drive to be better that takes them out. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Now, you can see how nuanced this is. Let me even tell you, there's a crazy problem in America, and at least the ones that I know, in America, in Canada, and I'm going to leave it there for now because this too, I'm very sure, there's a housing crisis where you have homeless people on the streets. These are not madmen or deranged individuals. These are people who had a life, then they could no longer earn. Now they're on the streets. I feel that there's something, this is what I'm saying, that a Nigerian would think, and some of you, we have heard success stories, but there's this other side of the coin that we're not looking at, which is the Nigerians overseas are suffering. Look, when I look at the Lekki situation, I really want to believe that the government will do something about this, because I can't imagine, you know, just being a Nigerian and Lekki happened, and then I look at Nigerians suffering overseas, and it's like, well, it's like you can tolerate the devil in America, and then you come back home and you're like, well, it's the same devil. Let me just choose the one over there. Nigerians are really suffering. Nigerians are dying. We're not saying this thing hard enough. But it just looks like, let's run. Let's go away. Well, if we all run away, how are we going to fix this country? I wanted to leave. I even wanted to leave when things were not even this bad. When things were not as they are right now, I wanted to leave. Okay, I'm still here. And I think that we're dissipating our energy. We're not focusing our energy on something. So it dissipates. So that it doesn't quite look like we're headed in any direction whatsoever. And that's a problem. The sunny side. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Afternoon. This is Gabriel calling from Lekki.
Thank you.
Yeah, before you travel, I had an opportunity early 90s when Benjamin was still raining. If you want to travel, you prepare yourself down from here. You must have something you can go there and do. I mean, mostly on handwork. You must go to Canada, US, you must have something doing. You cannot be going there, you think, because you read one book, you can just go there and go and work. If you have good handwork to do, you will go there, you will always succeed there. People say, they used to cause rain in Nigeria. In Dubai, in their bus stop, there's full AC in their bus stop because they take care of their own citizen well. Nobody touched the AC machine. In the nearby country close to Dubai there, they try to do what Dubai do where they are not taking care of their own citizen. Before you know it, tonight, they want to remove the compressor of that AC. Because that country didn't take care of their own citizens. It's very close to Dubai there. They want to do what Dubai do. If you take care of your citizens, nobody going to take a vandalized piece. That's the way life works. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. I have a message here. It says, it's not everyone that will make it here. If I have my way, I will. So I think you mean if you have your way, you would also leave, even though the chances of your survival are pretty much, we can't quite measure. So some Nigerians leave with a skill or you leave with an education. So you go out there and then you just piggyback on anything else you can find, given that you already have a foundation. Some Nigerians are going and it's just a gamble. And besides the fact that they're being maltreated, they're also being marginalized. Some people, of course, are actually profiling them. You're a Nigerian and they roll their eyes over. You know, and it seems as though, well, the ambition is to escape. Well, how much of that is really what we need to do in order to fix this nation? One, two, how much of that is really successful? Welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? The volume of your radio set. Hello, can you hear us? Good afternoon to you. Hello, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
May God bless you.
Welcome. What's your name?
My intention is to educate you.
Okay. So people are leaving the country, and it doesn't quite appear that the stories are as fantastic as they had dreamed, but they're leaving nonetheless.
Thank you. I will tell you the reason. Hello?
Go ahead.
Sister Joyce left Nigeria and came back. She did not leave because she's greedy. My uncle in the Bank of Oregon left. She is not left as a result of greedy. My brother, Western Union, went to Australia. He has 2 years as a saloon. Like me, they clear him motor pass. And because of that, he gave me Venza last year in November that I'm arriving now. Nigerians are leaving because of the poor treatment and the bad policies and the and the companies that are shutting down in other industrial estates. I went to say, look, blow in small tepe. Nigerian youth are wailing and frustrated because you see there is company running and working. I don't think, I swear with my life, that they will be doing tepe. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
Now, give us money from central bank that is fermenting. From Ewekoro to Aru, Abeokuta, land bank. From Baba to Shagama Interchange, land bank. From Oyo to Munguno, before Kenya, land bank. Why can't they give us this money? Some graduates that are working under, and they are working under me, then they say they are tired of working government work because their papa and their mama don't work. Then somebody carries their money, chop, go jail, 8 years, last week Monday. So they want to make a right family. What are they saying? Are they giving us the money? So what I want to tell you is they are not leaving because of greediness. According to one of my sister, which I like her because her talk, they make this program sweet. So because of the bad treatment, concerning how you wanted to cry because of answers, don't cry. Because when I'm a professor, I am August last year before it happened. But what I want to talk this afternoon is say, Nigerian youth are no longer like last year. Let General Erapo, let him not intimidate our fellow Kinoto. I am not telling the owner, General Erapo, my brother, should not intimidate Nigerian youth. Because we are going to face them one-on-one now, next time. Nigerian youth should come out. Let INEC give us our PPC. As we are voting, and if you want me to vote now, I go vote.
All right.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, thank you.
So let them give us our PPC. Let us guide our votes. And Nigerian youth should open their eyes. I trust them. We are not irresponsible. We are responsible. Millions of Nigerians are responsible.
Thank you very
much. Give us our PPC.
All right.
Don't tell me what vote. And don't vote old Bonkum. Don't vote old Bonkum. Old Bonkums.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate. You know, the military officer, the General Irabo, I really wanted to talk about that today. I wasn't sure if that statement was a threat, really. I wasn't sure what he meant by that. And I thought maybe, well, given the fact that it was sensitive, I think maybe his intention was that he didn't want people to see the military without perfect judgment. But that, there was something that he said, which I thought, well, so I don't know whether you want to, you know, retract that or rephrase that, but there's something about that that says people should not speak, which in itself says, well, maybe that's not something you want to say, even if you think about it, because you further create other implications from that singular inference. And maybe Monday, we'll talk about that Monday. We'll talk about that on Monday. I think for now, I just really, maybe it's even my way of silence for the dead in 2010-20. It's just the conversation today, no. Monday. Telephone lines. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much for calling. What's your name?
My name is Dennis. I'm calling from Lekki at the moment.
Thank you.
Joyce, the question we'll be asking is, sorry, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, the question we'll be asking is, why are our leaders taking their children overseas? To do what? They are the one handling the country, but their own family, they take them outside the country. For what reason? For medical, for education, for everything, they take them out. they leave the country. They leave the country for who? For the masses to suffer it or what? And they are in the high places. So any Nigerians that wanted to leave, either else he wants to take the risk, fine, because it is better instead of one to inside your own father's house, you cannot be free.
Yeah.
It's better you go and slave in another man's land than for you to be slave in your own land.
Wow. So if you had a choice to live, even if you wouldn't succeed overseas, you're out of here.
You see, Madam Joyce, if it is fair when I'm a slave in another man's land,
yeah,
then let me be slave in my own land. So if you put it in context,
yeah,
you will know that's why some people put their life online just for them to just live. Whether they die, they are not even care. But they know that the moment they succeed, the rate of opportunity out there
is higher,
very, very bigger than the opportunity here.
All right. Thank you.
Irrespective of the risk.
Irrespective of the risk. All right.
Yes,
thank you.
Irrespective of the risk. Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow. So in my head, I'm thinking, what if we channel that energy towards Nigeria, irrespective of the risks, we choose to achieve a Nigeria that works for all? Just a thought. I have to read a message here. Joy, somebody said that Nigerians should be content with what they have. Joyce, I expected you to ask her or ask that woman what exactly Nigerians have that they should be content with. Cost of living is very catastrophic here. Our naira is almost mere paper. Even if you decide to work in Nigeria here, you will work like an elephant and eat like an ant. Tell me the difference between what an average man is suffering here and what they are suffering abroad. Joyce, do you have Europe or American visa? Borrow me, I will go. And I don't assign any blames. I think on one hand, I'm thinking, well, is leaving the choice? But I think the last caller has kind of highlighted it a little. He's highlighted it a little bit for me. Irrespective of the cost, the Nigerian would press on to escape. Irrespective of the cost. And we need to think about that for a minute. So if we're willing to sacrifice that much to escape, is it possible that we could put that energy towards developing this nation? Is that possible? We're off on a break. When we come back, the conversation continues. A sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the show. Why are we choosing to risk death out of here when we can put that same energy right in here to make it a better place? Nigerians leaving Nigeria who appear to be suffering, but that, well, some of them are suffering overseas, but that doesn't deter anyone with just enough ambition to want to get out of the frying pan, even if they jump right into the fire. Hi and welcome. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side, Nigeria Info.
Hey, Joyce.
Welcome.
This is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
Yes. Do you have any idea how many Nigerians die daily in this country?
No.
We get to hear the news every day.
Pardon?
Nigerians are being killed daily in this country. What has been done to stop that? What is the premium being placed on an average Nigerian living in Nigeria? The story is that of, I think, two lepers in the Bible that had two choices to make. They said, if you go back, we will die. If you go forward, we will die. So why not let us go upward, forward? If we die, we know that's the result. They were done to their fate. So staying back doesn't guarantee your safety. Going there too, either. So trying to, like the old man said, it's because of greed. That's not the reason. One of the reasons people migrate is for economical reasons. Hello?
Is it possible that we could channel that energy towards the development of Nigeria?
Tell me one step that has been taken by the citizens that has not been clamped on by the government. Tell me one means, either by protest, either by each any means, you'll be clamped on. The facts are there. The answer is just around the corner. We all saw what happened to this moment, are yet to know who declared the shooting. They are even trying to gaslight what happened, telling us nobody died. And Joyce, what is the premium being placed on our lives in this country?
If you could leave, would you leave?
Joyce, those who have jobs are leaving this country. How much more those who don't have jobs?
So you don't have job, and if you could, you're leaving?
I am telling you, those who have certificates, doctors are leaving. Why do you think they are leaving, Joyce? Why are doctors leaving? For better lives. Isn't it?
Mm.
Joyce, well, you're not answering me.
I don't know why you want me to answer you if I can listen to you.
Why are doctors leaving? Why are those who have certificates, who are doing a bit better here, leaving for a greener pasture? It is to man migrate for different reasons. Mm. One of the major reasons, economical reasons. And you cannot tell me people don't have that reason to leave this country economically.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
When 12 kg of gas is now 9,000 naira, something I bought for a few months ago for 3,008.
How much is it now?
9,000 naira.
How many liters? How many kg?
12 kg.
Wow.
From 3,8 early this year, it's now 9,000 naira.
Wow. Thank you.
Can you imagine how poor Nigeria survive in this country?
How difficult it is we're surviving.
Here you get. Someone is now saying it's got to be. They want to make money. They want to make millions and all that. And Nigerians have been killed in this country on daily basis, even by the so-called law enforcement agents.
Yeah.
Do you know how many Nigerians languishing in prison who did nothing wrong? In your own, just like a guy said, he said he would rather be a slave in another man's land than in his own land.
Wow.
That's what's happening here. We are not safe here. Nobody is safe. A journalist was just killed 2 days ago. And look at the report the police came up with.
I have to go off on a break. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. We're off on a break to bring you the headlines. In the last 3 months, I know two Nigerians who've left the country to the UK. One left with his family, the other left by herself. And I'm sure they know someone else who has left the country in the last, I don't know, but the last 3 months, two people I know have left. I met a doctor 2 weeks ago, and he said to me, well, one, he is frustrated. Two, he said to me that he wants to leave the country. And I said, why? He said he feels underachieved. He says, I want to leave because I just feel like I'm not living on the level at which I should live and do what it is I need to do, and it doesn't quite appear as though this country affords me the privilege of that dream, so I want to leave. And he says to me, Joyce, doctors are leaving, and he says, I have no faith here. And it's something to hear someone young, bright, medical doctor, practicing, he even has a job, but somewhere he feels underachieved and he wants to leave. But even more practical is the fact that, in his opinion, he feels that he has no faith here. And then maybe you can see why people risk everything, not for a guarantee of a better life, but just for the possibility, and whatever that probability is, even if it's 1 to 10, they're staking everything on that one. And they say, well, if I perish, I perish. And I thought that maybe, and well, if you wonder what my response was, it was nothing. No, absolutely nothing. I didn't think it was my place to encourage him otherwise. No, it's not my place. I didn't think it was my place to say, oh no, don't go. You know, it will get better. Have some faith. And no, it's not my place. I think what is evident is that young people, you know, I wanted to have a topic one time. I wanted to ask Nigerians if they were living their dreams. I wanted to ask whether they felt that the country was at least working towards allowing them the opportunity to incubate a dream, and then when the day comes, they push it out, and then, you know, through the multiplicity of dreams, visions, and hands that will work, that this country becomes something that in itself is dignified, so that the nation itself confers dignity on every Nigerian, either by name, location, nationality, who's domiciled here with a passport. You're conferred automatic dignity because of that which good hearts and hands have labored to achieve. And constantly I hear young people who say, I don't have faith here. And it's amazing how powerful it is to say something like that. And then, I mean, that's a doctor who thinks, I'm going to go overseas and practice. And then there are people who don't even have anything in their hands. And they're like, if I can just touch the hem of Europe, I don't even need to eat on a king's table. I don't want to be in a palatial building. I might probably never even drive a car. Just let me just touch sand and it's Europe. Then I can make of life what I will. Well, we can work together towards achieving Nigeria, but Nigerians are risking so much overseas. And someone has called this show today to say he'd rather be a slave in a foreign land than be a slave here. And you just really have to speak to people to feel the depths of how much the average person has been demoralized. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Can we refocus that energy? Or is running away the only way? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Chibike. I'm calling from Lagos.
Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to the discussion, Joyce. What I want to say is that Nigerians, myself, for example, will feel more consoled if I have this treatment from some other country than I will have it from my own country here. Because even though one is there and one is suffering, you may be consoled that, okay, you're in another man's land. But if you're getting the same thing from your own country, I mean, it's double jeopardy. And then come to think about it, I may not be all informed. I haven't heard that any country personnel, security personnel, went to where Nigerians are gathered for whatever reason and shot them in mass. But we have it here. We have worse things here. So why will Nigerians not go away? Why should we expect or be courageous enough to demand something better in foreign lands?
Wow. Thank you.
That's how I see it. I don't know.
And it is one way to see it. It is one way to see it. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, your name, go ahead.
You almost made me cry this afternoon.
Who's that?
You. The lucky thing, you know. Joyce, it's painful, honestly. Francis calling from there.
Welcome, Francis.
The honest truth, Joyce, is that we are not living life here. I can risk anything to get out of this country. I know running away is not the best thing. But what is the value of life? In one of the news, during a loss in the headlines, a lady was killed by hoodlums. Joyce. Hello, Joyce.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
That nearly happened to me on Friday night, last week, at the Ajanda Bridge. God saved my life.
Wow.
And these guys, they operate with boldness. And police were there. What is the value of life? Is my safety guaranteed in my own country? The answer is no. We are not living life here, Joyce. 2017 to 2021. In my place, I got no light in my place. No electricity, Joyce. The city is not a country. I've applied for it and no way. What is my benefit? Can I go to hospital and get a free medical attention? The answer is no. Joyce, what is my benefit as a citizen of Nigeria? I can't move on the street freely. So, and for those calling and saying Nigerian traveling out there, it's because it's as a result of greed. Joy, that opinion is somehow provocative. They don't know what some of us are going through. I left my father's house to urban area, you know, to seek for a better life. And now, after several years of service, Joyce, no entitlement. Will you call that a greed? If I should travel outside the shore to seek for a better life, somebody should not label me as someone being greedy. I'm not a greedy Nigerian. Rather, I'm looking for a better life. Joyce, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yes, Joyce.
The volume of your radio is set. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Ezekiel is my name.
Go ahead.
Joyce. What I want to say now, I'm saying it with everything that is appertaining to my life. I'm saying it from my heart of heart. Every contribution I made this afternoon, I'll be rewarded by my maker, and that goes down to my children as well. For that person to say that anyone that travels abroad is because of greed, that person will reap what he's saying. If he's saying it from a pure heart, you understand? What? God will judge him or her.
Well, God judges us. That's
the
thing.
Let me tell you this. It's going to be quick. Do you know why? I will tell you. You see, everything we are doing in life, we have to put sentiment aside.
All right.
Bluetooth mode.
You're driving? I think I lost you. Hi, the sunny side. Good afternoon. All right. So, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. How are you? Welcome. What's your name?
I'm fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Tell us your name.
Living in Nigeria, right?
Well, that's if you are still in Nigeria, because this time around, all of you be sneaking around, changing passports, crossing borders illegally, claiming other nationality. Like, you guys are doing everything now. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Nigerians are doing a lot anyway. I'm still in Nigeria.
Okay.
I have plans. I won't do anything illegal.
Great.
But I won't wait here and allow life to fizzle out right in front of me. I don't know if I didn't say my name intentionally.
Oh.
Say my name.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. First degree, biochemistry. Second degree, master's, University of Ibadan, environmental chemistry and pollution control. That's myself. Husband, chemical engineer. First degree, second degree, UNILAG, chemical engineering. Now, if you ask me, and this is more than 10 years ago.
Wow.
It should be more, up to 15 years ago, 2007.
Yeah.
First degree. All right, so let me look at it. Let me look at, I think by now, I'm supposed to be able to have under me or behind me 15 years experience at work, working here. Teaching in a school where you don't even have you don't have any health insurance, you don't have pension, you don't have anything, just in the hope that tomorrow will be better, tomorrow will be good. You give in all your best, you put everything possible. You even love the children, even though the teaching was not what you're cut out to do. I'm talking about myself. That's why I think in my name.
Okay,
so
I get that.
You weren't cut out to do that, and then you gave me everything. And early this year, I just looked at it, and I left. I left the work. Presently, I'm not working. I'm not working any formal job.
So none of your degrees have gained you an employment?
I have not been employed with any of my degrees. I almost got one. And I had an issue of somebody getting to sleep with somebody, and I couldn't do it, and I left. And since then,
yeah.
I've not. So if I have a place where I'm not looking for, I don't think I'm looking for something novel. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be novel. It's coming from within me. It should come from me.
Yeah.
So if I'm not looking for something out of this world, basic. In between all of this, we gathered money, built a house. Lagos State government broke it. Okay? Before breaking it, we were local government to ourselves, made roads, got our own water. You will tell me a person that has not believed in this country for how long? My dear.
Wow.
I've had it up to here.
What about your husband? Has your husband been employed by any of his degrees?
My husband, no. He wasn't employed with his work, although he's in his field. He eventually, you know, struggled and everything, and then we started selling gas, cooking gas. He started carrying cylinder as a graduate. He was selling from house to house, 10 kg, 2 kg, 3 kg, and from there, he was able to scale it up.
Yeah.
Today it's much more better, at least.
Yeah.
Working in his millions, even in this Nigeria, on a monthly basis.
Okay.
But with that certificate, say, let's say a job like this, no. So I am also looking for how to
leave the country
now. Yeah, I'm out of the formal this thing. I'm on my own, trying to make my own. So I'll see where that would lead me to.
If you had an opportunity to leave, you're out.
My dear, since yesterday.
Oh.
All right. You don't know what it means. I pay for my children. What are you even thinking? There are basic things. I go to the hospital, I pay for them. I pay my light bills. I pay everything. I pay for light. I don't get the light.
Yeah.
I pay to do my road. The road is so bad. There is a local government chairman somewhere who is collecting allocation, and I pay to do the road. You are constructing, you want to carry just a bag of nail into a street. You pay. You take those boys. See those boys that we are paying. It is Nigerian fault too. Those boys are not educated. No education for them. And that is what they think they can hold on to. They meet you on the street, they will collect this, they will collect that. They are all, those things are all coming back. See that Ikoyi building. I'm sure they used some of these our laborers who no education. You come there, you give them 2,500 naira per day. What is the direction? Who are these? What is the standard? What are we doing?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So between a man and a woman, 4 degrees and none employed within that or with that. Hello.
Hello.
The voice, the volume of your radio set. The sunny side.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, lady. Tell us your name. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, my name is Ade.
Thank you.
And I think just like what the last 3 callers have said, I just came to that conclusion that the people traveling, they are already feeling suicidal. They are already depressed. They are drowning. I just look at it as somebody who is drowning. And then the lifeline they get is a barbed wire. So are you going to tell them, for those who said it's greed, you know?
Yeah.
And it just turns back to what you said about those denying what happened at the Lekki toll gate. It's just, that's just it. Like, since it didn't happen to you, then it didn't happen at all. That's how some people think here. You understand? And it's so, I mean, those people who said it, I marked them and I said, this one is a psychopath. That's just it. You are just dark in your soul. Or wherever your soul is, there is darkness there. I didn't say nothing, no. I just said, oh, I just marked your own. This one is just, see you, be great, because I'm not talking to a human being, period. Nobody can convince me of that. But these people, the people traveling abroad, is because they are. I'm not aspiring to go over there because, thank God for His mercy, I'm not drowning. Are you there?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank God for His grace. I'm not drowning.
Okay.
Right? And I've not been thrown a lifeline of a barbed wire.
So if you were.
When you're drowning.
Would you
when
leave?
You're drowning and you're throwing a barbed wire. That is what traveling abroad may look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I get that. I thoroughly get that. So have you nursed the ambition to leave, even if it's walking on hot coal?
Yeah, maybe a few years back.
But now you're not leaving.
But after the pandemic and just looking at, during the pandemic, hearing what Black people generally are going through all over the world, like all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, you know, for me, I was just like, the novelty, if there was any, just faded away. Like, it's like,
all right. Okay.
It's like death to black people. And then, you know, I don't really care much about some people think of black people, right? Yeah, that's their problem. The issue I have is what black people are doing to themselves. That really hurts me. When you hear of the one in South Africa, you hear the one in Ghana, you hear and you're like, you must really hate your black skin. It is the Western education jinxed to the point where you look at someone who looks like you and you mistreat them and you justify that.
Okay.
So there's some jinx to it, I think. Not really.
I mean, I don't doubt
highly educated people justify mistreating Nigerians or any other black person in the African continent. It does not, like, do they do these meetings, these AU meetings, these EU meetings, these global leaders meetings? Do they go there to discuss how further they can torture black people? I don't know.
There was a guest on Nigeria Info who said that Africa is collateral damage. You remember, I think he's Canadian from PricewaterCoopers. I was asking him about, you know, new energy. This was like a few months ago. Yeah. Mr. Naveen. Yeah, he said that, unfortunately, Africa is collateral damage. Let's not even go there. Thank you very much.
Thank God I didn't hear that, because if I did, I probably would have screamed bloody hell or something.
Yeah, but he was sorry that he said it. And I can understand that.
He was thinking it. That's the problem. He thought it.
No, but it wasn't his opinion as much as it was his observation, given the advancement of the world globally. Yeah.
Advancement of the world globally.
Yeah.
Actually, what advancement exactly?
Don't worry. We're going to talk about
infrastructure. No, they have infrastructure and they know how to brand their countries well.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
You still have you still have what is equal to transatlantic slavery going on in the name of human sex trafficking across Europe. Is that their idea of development?
I don't have all the answers.
Please,
thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm done crying, really.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, welcome. We're with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jared, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
John from Bajiloki.
Thank you very much, John. Go ahead.
Long time no hear and no saw.
Well, I hear you now, and I think I can see you.
All right. You see, Joyce, you see why you're the best. You just give people a chance to express themselves. That is why when you're out, it's like Nigeria, if you want to fold up. All right. What I want to say is that the people that traveled and the people that I see within, I sorry to say this, but I think all of us are like cowards.
Oh, why?
You know, they said that the coward dies 100 times before the real death that will kill him.
Okay.
Joyce, these people that are manipulating us, that are treating us like animals, they are not half of the population of the country. It's just a situation. Let us make up our mind. Like, it happened. Hello?
We're with you. Go ahead. And you have about a minute
and
a half.
Yeah, it happened in Egypt. They say we don't want this set of people. They all come together. If you want to kill all of us, kill all of us. But say you're going to remain in this office, you cannot. And when the president said that he cannot prevail against the people, he surrendered. He resigned his position. The number one thing that pains me much, Joyce, in this country, that it's not even that we are like cowards. But I don't know if I should use the word like people who lost senses. I can't believe that the person that is on the helm of affairs of this country, if you trace him, he is not even from Nigeria. I'm not about to say that.
I mean, you might not be correct. He claims to be Nigerian.
No,
so it's your word against his. And I think I understand that you're filled with sentiments, maybe because you think things...
No, not at all, Joyce. Not at all. Not at all, Joyce. We know this thing that is the truth, and we are covering it when we say it. Who we say this? Let me not be that I am the one who say it.
Well, when do you say
people make headway?
So,
such
So when you say something is the truth, it would mean that there is a fact somewhere. I don't have that knowledge. Yeah. I don't know where you got the knowledge from. So you have to allow me say that that is an opinion of yours, which I can't quite accept because it's not my opinion and I don't have any reference to that. Do you get? But I think I understand your sentiments, given the fact maybe if you had enough milk in the morning and you had chicken in the afternoon and you had some salad at night, you probably wouldn't come up with wild sentiments. I get it.
No, it's not true. It's not true, Joyce.
Okay.
It's not.
Would you leave the country?
I am a bit better. But one thing is, the other day I told you that a woman, the husband asked her to come back to Nigeria, that they have a place for them in Abuja. He said instead of him coming to Nigeria to stay, it is better for her to be in a prison yard in America than coming in Nigeria to stay. I still maintain it now. For me, I prefer that.
Oh.
Oh, Joyce, I beg you, good day.
What do you mean being a real? Wow, you guys, though, you guys, come on. What do you mean you'd rather be in a prison in America than being come on. You're exaggerating. Nah, that was an exaggeration. I'm off on a break. My name's Joyce. What? Right, 9.3 Nigeria Info. I can afford one more conversation, and you have about 2 minutes. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name's Joyce. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan. You have 2 minutes. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you. You see, you working over there, you don't know what we are facing on the road, on the major road. You enter bus. Me, I'm a kind of person that I walk a lot. I mean, I trek road a lot and see what's going on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, there are all these bad boys that are being used for political talk.
Yeah.
After when all these politicians assume office, they don't see anything to do to them.
Yeah.
They don't do anything for them. Now, they let those boys became aliens to us.
Yeah.
When they see us on the road, they want to collect everything we have and they just want to kill anybody. What is this?
That's
a country?
Pathetic.
Is this how we're supposed to be living?
No.
I'm looking for my own way. You know, I've been following your program for long. Though today I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, I've been trying to reach you for long to tell you about this. If I may come to your studio to come and analyze so many things that we face, because sometimes I purposely walk the road to see what's going on, what the society are facing. What did this government want to turn us to?
Thank you.
Someone go to school, do a fire certificate. You couldn't get what the pay price for. Oh, my sister.
Thank you.
Good day.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a message here. Kenneth from Italy. I didn't leave the country because I had everything back home. My life was so depressing that my mind almost shut down. After attempting to secure a job and do business in Nigeria, all failed. I thank God my sanity is back now. That's Kenneth from Italy. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I sincerely do apologize. I can no longer take more conversation on this particular subject matter. Desmond is in the studio to speak on the environment and maybe see whether he can quicken your conscience with a few courageous words. Hi, Desmond.
Hi. It's a pleasure to be here, Joyce. And I will say that I have every opportunity to be living in a country that can be considered as one of the fairest countries in the world. And I'm talking of the United Kingdom. My mother was a British citizen. I could have had their passport till today. I have decided not to take their passport. I am still holding on to my one passport, my Nigerian passport. And believe you me, when we're talking of what they call an advanced country, a country that will take care of their citizens. If you collapse on the streets in London and you're near one of the best hospitals in the world, guess what? That's where you'll end up, in their own emergency ward, and they will give you all the attention and all the care. If you're out of work, they'll make sure that you get money, social benefits, you name it. They've got so much going for themselves there. But I said, no, I ain't going nowhere. And part of the reason why I ain't going nowhere is because I know that my heart of hearts, the blessings that are in store for this country when we can just get our trajectory right, and when we can bring down the negative spiritual strongholds. Joyce, I'm sorry to distract a little bit, to detract, but I think we need to say this. Just 2 days ago, I saw a newspaper headline, yet another one. Two men arrested with human head. And that ain't nothing new. That ain't nothing new. I've come across this kind of nonsense, this kind of disgusting, hideous, diabolical nonsense all over the place. It has been going on. And if you are going to activate that type of level of spiritual wickedness, then it's going to manifest itself in the land. But the good news is, you see, no matter how dark the room is, just one little flick of light brings light to the room. And believe you me, bringing down that spiritual darkness in this land, it's not going to be that difficult for us.
I also think it's a physical. Well, of course, it's rooted in the spiritual, but I also think that it's a principality.
Exactly. Principalities and powers.
It's a principality.
Yes.
So what is the light and how do we get it?
Uh-huh.
Because it's really demoralizing to hear the demoralization of the Nigerian.
Oh, and it's perfectly understandable. I mean, so many of your listeners, I was listening to it and it was breaking my heart. The poor guy just wanted to go to the bus stop and he was getting attacked. Another person was on the road, and it just goes on and on. And then the reality of the NSARS comes out. It just goes on and on. Of course, people are going to be disillusioned. Of course, they're going to be despondent. However, the process has started. The process has started of bringing light into the darkness, bringing down the principalities and powers, bringing down those wickedness in high, high, high places. It has started, and we're seeing already some little results. And then the practicality of bringing about the change is already being manifested in some of the little results. One of the most obvious ones was the direct primaries that all of a sudden the House of Assembly said, no, we're not going to be subject to the whims and caprices of certain individual people who are running the show. No, we want direct primaries. We want people to be able to vote directly for their own candidate who's going to be selected by the party. This is a huge jump, and there's other things happening in other places, you see. So the hope is there. And in terms of restoration, the power to restore this nation, it is within us. You know why?
And how?
Because no matter what, we are fundamentally a democratic nation. Although in a lot of ways that democracy has actually been expressed as demonstration of crazy. It has been so badly manipulated and pushed and cajoled. However, we're seeing some promising signs. I just heard from one of your top presenters, Obo. He said there was a woman in Anambra State. When they gave her ₦1 million, she threw it back at the person that gave it to her. Well, we're not talking of 5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, she threw back. And you see, the numbers. You see, when you have a fundamentally democratic system that we have, then it's down to the numbers. And what we're saying is, let the people come out. Let them register. Let them come out in their masses, in their numbers. And some of the braver ones will have to protect their polling stations.
Yeah,
but again, the necessity to protect won't be nearly as strong as what it was prior to the fact that we've now accepted what? Electronic transmission.
Yeah. I think every Nigerian is brave, and no Nigerian is by himself. So every Nigerian with every other Nigerian, and together you form a pride of lions. You all can become a pride of lions.
Oh yes. And we shall stand strong. And I know that this Niger, as bad as it looks, as bad as it is, as painful as it is for so many of our people, we're going to confound the wisdom of the wise. I am confident in this, and that's why I am still here as a Niger. And of course, the other reason, there's several reasons. The other reason is that Nigerian people, you know, no matter what, you can make them laugh, you can bring happiness. There's a happiness embedded in our souls. And maybe one of the other reasons is it's a very pleasant experience to just come across our ladies who happen to be some of the most beautiful.
You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
The misery is overwhelming.
The ladies, the Nigerian women are something else, man. The atmosphere that they give. I'm not even talking of the physical voluptuous and whatever. I'm just talking of their atmosphere. Anyway, talking about ladies. We are going to start off on a song that idolizes, that talks about the ultimate lady, and we're talking of Mother Nature, we're talking of the lady of the universe herself, and let's just have a little bit of that.